Yes, no one wants to admit it, but there's been times in your life when you've learned with a chavrusa, who's, you know, not the nicest smelling individual. So, you know, hopefully it doesn't happen too often. But, you know, some bate midrashos, there's, you know, a stink in the base medrash, which doesn't really add to the ambiance of the learning, doesn't make it so geschmack to learn. However, what happens if you have no choice? So the base medrash smells a little bit. Are you allowed to learn there? Are you allowed to daven in a base medrash where there's a foul odor in the base medrash or not? So a little bit it depends where the foul odor is emanating from. So the Gemara in Brachos says, if you have a reach rosh yeshlo ikar, you have a smell which emanates from something physical. In other words, we don't really have this nowadays, but if there's soa on the floor, there's feces on the floor, and in shul, you know, the olden days, this was more common, Baruch Hashem, doesn't really apply so much. In that situation, Rav Huna says you need to move Dawud Amos away from the feces, and you could read Kriya Shema. Rav Chisda says, Marchik Dawud Amos Mimakom Shepasik HaReach. It's not sufficient simply to move 4 amos away from the feces. You have to move away very far from the smell, the end of the smell, Dawud Amos from the smell, and you read Kriya Shema. Baruch Hashem, this doesn't really apply nowadays. We don't really need to worry about that. But what about the next Gemara's question a few lines later, where it says, they asked a question, Bo minei merev sheshes, reach rosh she'ein lo ikar. What does reach rosh she'ein lo ikar mean? There's a smell, but there's no physical source for the smell. In other words, it's not feces, but it's coming from, as Rashi says, hafachas ruach, flatulating, passing gas. Just normal, you know, normal passing gas, where of course there's no ichor there, it's just bad smell. People go around the day and hopefully don't pass gas too often in public, but if you have someone passing gas, can you say Kriya Shema? Can you learn? So this was asked to Rav Sheshes. And Rav Sheshes said, don't worry about it. Amar Luhu, Asu Chazi, Hani Tzipi Debei Rav, come look at the benches of the house of Rav, or this is base medrash. Tahani Ganu Vahani Garsi. Half of the people are learning and half of the people are sleeping. And what do you do when you sleep? You pass gas accidentally. And people seem to be okay with it. Vahani Mili B'divrei Torah. But that's only for learning. Avo B'Kriya Shema, to say Kriya Shema when there's someone else is passing gas, you can't do. V'divrei Torah Nami Wawamran. Divrei Torah, it's only allowed to learn Ela D'Chavrei. If it's your friends, your chavrusas passing gas. Avo Didei Lo. So it comes out from the Gemara, a very important yesod. If you are passing gas, you shouldn't say Kriya Shema, you shouldn't learn Torah. Definitely not a good idea. However, if your friend is passing gas, and it smells in a base medrash, you have a smelly chavrusa like that, so then, look, it's, what are you going to do? You're not allowed to say Kriya Shema. However, you are allowed to continue learning. Very interesting. Why are you allowed to continue learning? Rashi says, Avol Kriya Shema, he says, Yotzo L'chutz V'yikra. You could read Kriya Shema outside. However, for learning, he says, Mishum D'lo Efshar. Because no other choice. Imagine learning with your chavrusa, and your chavrusa smells, or is unfortunately passing gas. So what are you going to tell him? I got to keep on leaving the base medrash? It's going to cause a tremendous amount of bittul Torah, says the Gemara. You're allowed to learn in an environment where people are passing gas, as long as it's not your gas. Halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin? You look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, brings this down. Yotza mimenu reach momata. If someone passes gas, aser b'divrei Torah ad sheyich lo reach. He's not going to learn Torah. Vim yotza mechadero. But if it comes from your friend, mutter b'divrei Torah mishum di'i efsher. It's impossible. Shatalmidim tzosim garsim v'tzosim mishenim. Some people are sleeping in the base medrash, right? There's always a chever that's dating the night before. So they're up really late the night before. Then they come to base medrash. What do? The base medrash? Put their head right down, right? So those people, if they're sleeping, they're going to end up passing gas. U'mafichim mitoch hashena. And therefore, it would be okay to learn. Avo l'kros kriya shma aser ad sheyich lo reach. But you can't say Kriya Shema in such an environment. Halacha Maisa, your friend's passing gas, you are allowed to keep on learning. However, there are a couple of applications of this which make it's not so simple. Number one is that, okay, so you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema. So that's pretty scary. You have a friend next to you who's a passing gas. What are you supposed to do? You have to keep on stopping to say Kriya Shema in the middle of davening? At what point are you allowed to continue saying Kriya Shema? Do you have to wait until the smell completely dissipates, which may be a couple of seconds, or can you just wait till the flatulation is completely over, until the person's finished passing the gas, and you can continue your Kriya Shema? So this, the Mishnah Berurah is very cryptic about. The Mishnah Berurah says, he says, V'imu rotze yocho laharchik v'makom shlo nishma sham harayach. Until the flatulation is not heard, v'day v'ein tzarech davening amos. It's sufficient if someone else is passing gas for you simply to move away from that area and to a point where you're not nishma sham harayach. You don't hear the passing gas. Sounds like even if it still smells, you'd even be allowed to say Kriya Shema as long as the actual action of passing gas has already finished. A pretty big clue of the El Yerabah brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. However, if you look at the Rambam, it seems to be not so simple. The Rambam, when he talks about this, he says, seems to be a Girsa problem. The Rambam says, Korei sheyatzim en ruach momata, he's talking about himself, but it would be the same thing for someone else for Kriya Shema, yavzich ad shetichwa ba'asha. So what is ba'asha? That sounds like it's the actual passing gas, the chozer u'kriyaso. Again, from the language of the Rambam, it's a pretty big kula. Even if it smells in the base medrash, because everyone is passing gas, if you don't hear the person actually passing the gas, or the passing gas is already finished, it sounds like even in a smellier environment, you would be allowed to say Kriya Shema as well, which is a little bit hard to understand, and that's why if you look at the Tesef Mishnah, he has a different girsa of the Rambam. He says the Rambam doesn't say until ad shetichla ba'asha, but ad shetichla hareyach. Until the smell passes, and in that case, you would actually have to wait till the complete smell dissipates to say Kriya Shema. But again, for learning, it would be completely okay to continue learning. Now, what's the reason, again, why you're allowed to continue learning? What do we say? Because it would be embarrassing to your chavrusa. Imagine learning with the chavrusa, and you say, I gotta leave for a minute, you know? Let's take a 2-minute break. Then you come back, and the person passes gas again. Or the person sitting next to you, you have to say, I have to leave for a minute. You keep on going back and forth, it's gonna cause a tremendous Bittul Torah. So let's say you're learning by yourself, and you're in a base medrash where people are sleeping or passing gas, or it smells very bad. So are you allowed to continue learning? On one hand over here, it's learning Torah. We said you don't have to have a Bittul Torah. But on the other hand, we said that the only reason why you're allowed to leave is because it's low efshir. It's embarrassing to your chavrusa. It's embarrassing to keep on leaving the base medrash. So what about if you're learning by yourself? So this, the Magen Avraham is not sure about. He says, well, when you're learning by yourself, maybe it's better to leave. However, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and the Mishnah Berurah seems to say that if you're learning by yourself, it would be okay to stay in because Limud HaTorah, we don't want there to be any Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah just for this Durabanan smell, because again, it's not emanating from any feces itself, it's just passing gas, so it's only Durabanan. You would be allowed to stay in the base medrash. Even if people around you are passing gas, you can still stay there and continue learning even if you're learning by yourself. Fine. What about if you, let's say, you mess up, you say Kriya Shema. You didn't mean to, all of a sudden you're in the middle of a Kriya Shema and the guy passing gas, and then you attend this Chabura and you realize, oh no, you know, I just davened Ma'ariv 10 minutes ago and I was, that guy next to me was, don't say it over here, but the guy sitting next to me was, you know, passing gas the whole time and I continued to say Kriya Shema. So do you have to be chozer and repeat Kriya Shema, yes or no? Answer is yes. You actually have to repeat Kriya Shema. If you're saying Kriya Shema by a foul odor smell, you're mechuyev to repeat Kriya Shema. This is brought down. This Rambam was Gimel Yudalot of Hilchos Kriya Shema, and that you have to repeat Kriya Shema is brought down the Isha Yisrael. Brought down the Mishnah Berurah Os Lamed. Isha Yisrael Nun Aleph Yud Zayin. He talks about that. Fine. Do you have to repeat Kriya Shema? Fine. Now, what about if it's a chaz? Chazan's up there, and someone else is passing gas, and the guy is continuing these Chazar Sashats. Does he need to embarrass, stop for everyone and say, oh, yeah, I need to stop and redo Chazar Sashats, you know, redo it again because someone is passing gas? That, the Shevet HaKos, he brought down in the Piskei Tshuva, says, no, you don't have to repeat, you know, the Chazar Sashats, because there it's public, I guess, Chazar Sashats. We're not really Yotze with the Chazan anyway, so we can continue going even if someone else is passing gas. Fine. What about the question that you've all been waiting for? Okay, my chavrusa, no one passes gas. People know if you have to pass gas, you go to the bathroom. You know, it's the neatest thing to do. But let's say my chavrusa just stinks. He smells. You know, he's a shivisha guy. He doesn't put on deodorant every day. You know, what am I going to do? He's a little bit not so hygienic. He's not married yet. Okay, so no, he doesn't know. He doesn't have a wife yelling at him what to do. Are you allowed to learn with a guy like that? It's not coming from any hafachas ruach. It's not coming from, of course, any feces, but it's just a foul odor smell. So that, the Isha Yisrael and Nun Aleph Yud Zayin explains that no, if it's just emanating from a bad smell, but there's no source, it's not a flat passing gas, it is permitted to continue Kriya Shema and learning Torah. Where is this extremely relevant? Kohanim. What do? You take off your shoes. Kohanim take off their shoes and they duch it. So if I have 10 Kohanim, they're all taking off their shoes. It's sometimes a very bad smell. Everyone's taking off their shoes. You don't usually take off your shoes. It's not a kavod dika thing in a base medrash usually. It may emanate a very foul smell, but since, of course, that smell is not coming from anything like passing gas, it's just, I guess, wearing socks, you know? You wear socks, socks smell, right? It's not the most hygienic thing, but that's why you keep socks and shoes. But if you take off your shoes, says this at Isha Yisrael, says they're allowed. Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it's brought down from Chaim Kanievsky, you don't have to worry about the smell that emanates from people's dirty socks when they do duchening, and you can continue duchening without that problem. Fine. What about the questions you're all telling me? We all wear deodorant. You know, you wear cologne or whatever you're wearing to make it that you get rid of the smell. Well, does that count? Smell that's, you know, gotten rid of through an external thing like deodorant, maybe that doesn't help because the smell is fundamentally there. Even though you can't smell it, is it still usher to read Kriya Shema? So for that, the Shevet HaLevi in Gimel Yud Zayin says no. And he's talking that, of course, the deodorant or the air freshener, you know, helps to dissipate the smell, that is okay. And he says that that applies in a case you have Nebuchadnezzar person in the hospital and he's got, you know, a bedpan, you know, and his person wants to dive in, but the hospitals stink, it smell. So if you pour some air freshener in the room for a few minutes, even though, you know, you're covering the feces or you're covering the item, so it's not there, it's not in the same, you know, area. And even though it smells a little bit, if you could dissipate the smell for it, get rid of the smell for, you know, for 20 seconds so the guy could say Kriya Shema, it would be permitted to do so. That's what he passes. Fine. Last question is a little bit lumdish. Leave it as a tzarech la'ayin l'maisa, but it's brought down in the Shut Maharil. He says an interesting question. Very, very, very lumdish, but it's not such a good idea to espouse such an idea. But listen to this. He says, Tsarich in im yeshloshem. This is the Maril Diskin in Kuntres Acheron Simon Hey Oz Dalad, where he says, if there's three people, umikulam yatzareachra, and everyone's passing gas, is your passing gas butl to the other two people's smell? Because remember, if it's coming from you, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema. It's very lumdish, but it's a very murdika question. Because think about it. If it comes from you, you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema. But if it comes from someone else, you're allowed to learn Torah. So if you have two people doing it, and you're passing as Mamash Tzarachin, but it's very lumdish Shaila. Ulai Chutar with Kulam Lomod. He says they could all continue learning. Even though if a person passes gas, he has to stop learning. But if other two people, you have to be mature to understand this. This is my malkum. You can't laugh. But Lamaisa, it's an interesting Shaila. Because is there such a bittel? He says Tzarachin. If such a thing would be permitted, you know, tzarchin lamaisa, of course, the best thing is to do is should be hygienic, and, you know, if you do have to pass gas, walk out of the base medrash so you don't enter these problems.